you have to understand, you got to get out of sales and you got to get into the business of caring people, building value for them, and showing them that they've called the right place. Hi, welcome to another episode of Bhaktari MD. As you know, this season, we're doing Crash CEO School, where we give you all the skills you need to be a great, effective leader. Today, I'm going to be going over how to sell without selling. In this video, I'm going to go through the exact process where you can be in a position where you're selling a product or a service to someone else, but have them come on board, get enrolled into your vision without actually you going through the sales process. If I'm successful at the end of this, you will have some major tips on how to accomplish that. Let's back up a little bit and let's talk about how to sell without selling. And I'm going to give you the real secret right now. The number one secret to selling without selling is for you to be perceived as the subject matter expert. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to teach you how to become the subject matter expert in whatever you're doing and how to communicate that. Sometimes you are the subject matter expert, but we have to figure out how we're going to communicate that you are the right person. If we're successful, what you're going to find is all other objections fall to the wayside because the person feels that they're talking to the subject matter expert. In essence, when people are looking for a service or a product, yes, of course, they want the best price. They want something that's close to their house, convenient, blah, blah, blah. But nothing trumps getting the product or service from the right place, getting the right product, because it doesn't matter if it's cheaper, if it doesn't matter if it's closer, if it's not exactly what they need, then it doesn't really matter. So think about that. If you can convey that they've reached the right person, that you are the guy, you are the person, you're the gal, you're the company, that's going to supersede everything else. So how do we do that? Let's go over the process. The number one thing you can never, ever do in a sales process is answer the person's first set of questions. And I'll tell you why. Because you will immediately come off as someone who's trying to sell them something. You wouldn't go to an attorney and sprinkle a bunch of questions at your attorney at the first second of the meeting and have him answer it. You wouldn't go to a doctor and just ask a bunch of questions before he understands your situation. So we intuitively know that anyone who answers your first set of questions without understanding what you really need, what your issues are, what your needs and wants are, is probably not a professional, not a subject matter expert. So what do we do if we're not going to answer their first question? What we do is what I call get to know your client. So how do we do this? Okay, let's get into it. You have to start asking questions, and not just random questions, but questions that give you the full picture of why this person is coming to you, what their situation is, what their needs and wants are, what's important to them, what they're trying to accomplish. Meaning, before you start answering questions, you have to have a full understanding of this person's predicament and what they're trying to accomplish. If you can't answer that, you should not answer any questions. And I'm going to take it one step further. I'm talking about you shouldn't even answer the most mundane questions. Like, for example, are you open on Saturday? Or are you open on Sunday? Well, you know what? Sometimes you think that's an innocent question to answer. Why not answer that? But you know what? If this person is going to be giving you a $1 million deal, you know what? You might be open on Sundays. If a person asks you, hey, can I have this delivered to my house? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe you don't deliver to a house, but for a large enough order, you might consider it. The point is, you can't really answer any questions until you have an idea of what they want. Sometimes you'll get a phone call, okay? And it could be a single person wanting one service for your company, or it could be Microsoft calling you and wanting to make you their accounting firm or whatever. The point is, even what you think are the right answers may not be the right answers given who's calling and what the issue is. So as a general rule, avoid answering calls, but instead get to know your clients, ask a lot of questions. Only when you feel like you fully understand them, you can move to the next level.
Why hasn't getting a simple laboratory test been as easy as ordering something online? Well, now it is. With three simple steps on enationaltesting.com, you can have your laboratory test ordered, go in for testing the same day, and get your results quickly, right to your email. eNationalTesting.com is fast, convenient, and confidential. Begin taking charge of your health today with eNationalTesting.com's complete healthcare panels and easy-to-understand results at over 2,000 locations nationwide. No matter who you are, where you are in the United States, or what your health concerns are, eNationalTesting.com is your comprehensive resource for laboratory testing services. It's time to focus on yourself. Let us do the hard work for you. eNationalTesting.com. Easy, convenient, and tailored to your health needs.
Let me give you some advantages of asking questions and getting to know your client. One, it will for sure establish you as the subject matter expert. Just by asking certain questions that only someone in that field would know to ask, right, conveys to the person coming to you or calling you that you are the subject matter authority. In addition, asking those questions shows that you care about them. You're not just trying to make a sale. And lastly, it creates value and shows that you are in it for them. You have to remember, most people do not want to be sold. They want to know that the person that they're talking to actually cares about them and understands them. And in a roundabout way, this builds value. So let's say you think you're doing what you're doing, but you wind up getting a lot of objections. The, I want to think about it, the money objection. All of these objections should be a red flag, because if you do your job correctly, 90% of the time, you should not get objections, because at the end of the day, who cares if they can get it for $5, $10 less or whatever, or they have to check with their spouse before they buy. Most of the time, if people feel like you are the real deal and you're the right person, these other objections fall to the wayside. So if you are getting objections on a particular sale event, you should think these things. Number one, however you got there, you did not convey you were the subject matter expert. Number two, you didn't build value, probably because of number one. Number three, they probably felt you didn't care enough, again, because you didn't get to know them and understand them. And lastly, you didn't really understand their needs and wants because, again, you didn't get to know them. So getting to know your client addresses many things and helps you overcome objections. I go over this in a course that we have internally and now we have available to the public, but I think this is a lot of it. You have to understand, you got to get out of sales and you got to get into the business of caring people, building value for them, and showing them that they've called the right place. Very few people hang up from a place that they've called that is the real deal. It's only when they are skeptical, well, maybe, you know, just from the questions he was asking, I'm not getting the warm and fuzzy. If you want to give people the warm and fuzzy, get to know them, get to understand them. You will not be in sales, but instead you will be literally providing a service or a product that people want to get from you. I hope that helps you. So you understand, it's not about sales. It's about getting to know your client. It's about understanding their needs and wants. It's about showing caring, showing value, and the rest is easy. Okay, thanks so much. I hope you enjoy that. If you like content like this, please like and subscribe. We'll see you in the next video.